Hello and welcome to a SearchCRM.com podcast. I'm Lauren Hoyt, Associate Editor. Today we're here with Donna Floss, President of DMG Consulting, a New Jersey-based consultancy specializing in call center and customer service organizations. For more than 23 years, Donna has helped end users build world-class call centers. Donna and her team recently completed their second annual report on the speech analytics market. This comprehensive report reviews speech analytics technology and addresses the vendors, products, and market share. But the report also addresses how to make the most of speech analytics applications by sharing information on ROI and implementation best practices. Donna's here with us today to share some insight from her report and help us understand why this is an important time for speech analytics. Donna, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Lauren. It's great to be here with you.
Could you start off by clarifying for our listeners what you mean when you refer to speech analytics applications? What exactly are we talking about here?
Sure. Speech analytics, also known as audio mining, is an emerging application that is capturing the attention of enterprises and their contact centers because of its ability to structure conversations and find hidden insights, implicit needs and wants, and the underlying root cause of issues embedded in customer conversations. The four primary outputs from speech analytics are root cause analysis, why are people calling? Emotion detection, are they happy or sad when they call? Talk analysis, basically who's talking too much? And then script adherence, are people saying the things that they need to say?
Great, thanks Donna. Tell me, why should companies invest in speech analytics today? What are some of the most compelling reasons?
Well, speech analytics is one of the most exciting applications to ever enter contact centers, which explains why it is now the fastest growing application in the contact center market. While still in generation one for commercial use, keeping in mind that it's been used for defense and national security for years, these applications are able to provide enterprises with deep insights into customers' needs, wants, which is information that we within enterprises have no other practical way of obtaining. When used properly and with best practices, speech analytics will give an organization a significant strategic competitive advantage, and that makes the investment extremely worthwhile.
Excellent, thanks. What are the most significant business benefits of speech analytics? What kind of results can a company expect once they've implemented these applications?
Speech analytics provides substantial benefits to all areas of an enterprise, including, of course, the caller contact center, which does the recordings. It also provides benefits for sales organizations, for marketing, and for other operating areas. Contact centers, for example, are using speech analytics for many purposes, including to categorize calls. Why are people calling? And also to increase first call resolution rates. This helps them to reduce operating expenses while improving the overall customer experience, which remains the mantra for most call and contact centers. Marketing, for example, is using speech analytics to identify competitive situations and to reduce customer attrition, which is one of the primary uses. Once you know the underlying reasons why customers are closing their accounts, you can fix the problems. Sales organizations are using speech analytics to increase revenue by improving the effectiveness of sales scripts and increasing conversion rates. They're also using speech analytics to identify new product ideas. Compliance is using speech analytics to ensure that agents have accurately addressed regulatory requirements in their scripts. Now, one of my favorite uses of speech analytics is to rapidly identify potential PR issues so that they can be resolved before they hurt the brand and the stock price. Now, these are just a few of the many, many uses of these applications today.
Very interesting. Now, who are the most noteworthy vendors you're seeing in this market?
Well, this is a tough question, not because there aren't very good vendors, there are, but because it's still a relatively new and emerging market. So let me break this up by category, and there are four primary categories. The first category are the vendors who are known as QM recording or workforce optimization vendors, and even within this category, there's two categories. You have the vendors who created their own solutions, and that's Autonomy eTalk, NICE, and Verint. And then you have some other vendors who are partnering with some of the standalone speech analytics vendors, who I'm going to tell you about in a moment. And these QM vendors are vendors like VPI, Witness Systems, who actually partners and is in the process of building their own. A vendor called CallCopy just announced a partnership yesterday. So we're going to see new entrants continuously. The second category are the standalone speech analytics vendors. And these are Qualminer, Nexidia, and Utopi. An emerging vendor is a vendor called iSense. We have also the third category, a contact center infrastructure vendor, SER, who's also built a speech analytics solution. And then the last category are vendors who provide some of the underlying technology for the speech analytics vendors, who then take the underlying technology or underlying engine and use it. And here we've got Oryx coming in from the UK, and they provide a phonetic-based engine. And then on the LVCSR, Large Vocabulary Continuous Speech Recognition side, we've got vendors who people have heard of, a little bit more, Nuance and Philips.
Thank you, Donna. So once companies are ready to evaluate speech analytics applications, what criteria should they be using?
Lauren, that is a very involved question and really what the 230-page speech analytics report addresses. However, to answer this quickly, I'd say that number one, find a vendor who is a good cultural match for your company and, very importantly, has experience doing exactly what you want them to do for you. And secondly, conduct a pilot to make sure that the vendor is able to address your enterprise's specific challenges in the way that you want to see it done.
Good advice. As you know, it can be difficult for call center managers to justify spending more money on call center software. How can managers build a business case for speech analytics?
This is a challenge for a lot of companies. My firm does a great deal of work helping enterprises justify investments, and we have a 13-step process for building a business case for speech analytics. Speech analytics has a very rapid ROI of about 3 to 12 months, a very high net present value, internal rate of return. The pieces generally go together, and because of it, it's actually relatively easy to build a speech analytics business case and therefore to obtain corporate approval for an investment, particularly if you begin with a successful pilot.
Excellent. Thanks, Donna. Have you heard of pitfalls encountered during a speech analytics implementation? Can you provide some real-world examples of where companies went wrong?
Sure. Actually, there are quite a few potential pitfalls. And the great news is that there's an increasing set of best practices to help companies avoid these potential issues. Now, let's go through some of them. The most dangerous issue that I've seen is trying to do too much with speech analytics at one time. And so the way to address that is to resolve one business challenge at a time. And while it may not sound exciting, it really does work. Secondly, speech analytics is very compelling and a very valuable application, but it does have its limitations. Don't get caught up in the market hype. Be sure the vendor you select can address your specific challenges before you make a large investment. I mean, this is another reason why the pilots are so very important. So doing pilots in this market is a best practice. As the marketplace continues to mature, that will become less important, but it's critical today. Third, speech analytics implementations can and often do take a substantial amount of time and will require internal resources, even if it's a managed care initiative. Vendors need assistance and direction from the business users. So you may find a superb vendor, and there are superb vendors who are delivering the services. But the end user, your organization, will need to be involved in the overall process. The best information, Lauren, is worthless if it can't be applied. It's essential to build a process that facilitates the sharing and application of the findings from the speech analytics implementation.
Great. Donna, thanks so much for your insight. And thanks to our listeners for being here. Visit searchcrm.com to learn more about our call center podcasts. Until next time, I'm Lauren Hoyt for Search CRM.